What about the type that you see at night, kind of blinking on and off?
Fireflies.
Ever heard people call those anything else?
Seems like I have, but I can't think of it.
Lightning bugs?
Yes.
This is an insect that you usually see around the water, especially when you're fishing. It has a long, thin body, a couple of transparent wings, been known to light on your fishing pole. You know, you
have dragonfly.
Heard that call anything else?
No.
What about mosquito hawk?
No.
Snake doctor?
No.
What about some insects around here that are bad about stinging?
Wasp, mud daubers, although I understand mud daubers don't sting, I don't know. Bumblebees, bees, yellow jackets. Now, are you talking about biting or stinging?
Stinging. Do you have one that makes a great big paper nest up in trees?
Hornets.
Or do you have the type that's bad about burrowing up under your skin and make it itch like crazy?
Chiggers. That's why I was asking if you were asking about biting or stinging. Chiggers and ticks. We have in numerous copious quantities or whatever.
You ever heard chiggers called anything else?
That's the same thing as a bed bug. I wouldn't know.
What about red bug?
Yeah.
What about different types of snakes in this area?
We have just about all of them.
Named just a few of them?
Chicken snakes, grass snakes, copperheads, water moccasins, lake snakes, diamondback rattlers. Coral snake may be found around here.
Now, do you have one that looks a lot like a coral snake?
King snake.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anything about a king snake that might strike you as unusual?
No.
That it would kill and eat other snakes?
That's right.
You have heard that?
Yeah.
You believe it?
It's just what my Boy Scout manual said.
Believe the Boy Scout manual, I guess. What about these insects that you see hopping around in your yard, some on green, some on black?
Crickets and grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard people call a grasshopper by any other name?
Yeah, but I can't think of it right now.
Well, when I asked you about woodpecker, you said pepperwood. Have you ever heard hopper grass?
Perhaps.
Do you have any idea what sort of person might be likely to say that?
Cajun. They always get everything asked backwards. Ever hear that it's bad luck to kill a cricket? Mm-hmm. Not supposed to kill crickets.
A lot of fishermen are going to be in trouble.
I know.
Is that a local?
Yeah, I heard it local.
Well, what about these things, you know, they occasionally collect in the corners of your ceiling, have to get a broom. And
cobwebs.
Now, is that the same sort of thing that you might see strung between a couple of bushes outside?
I would call it a cobweb, if it was, woven by a spider.
What about the part of a tree that grows underground?
Root. Roots.
Well, speaking about trees, what about the different varieties of trees in this area?
Once again, we have a large variety, pine, oak, sweet gum, post oak, board arc, hackberry, cypress, elm, mulberry.
Well, do you have this tree with the big flat shiny green leaves and the white flowers interspersed around?
Magnolia, yes, ma'am.
Yes, they grow naturally around here?
Yes. Well, there's several old ones around. I don't know whether they grew naturally or not.
Any sycamores?
Yes.
What about any type of tree that might be tapped for syrup?
The gum trees, the sweet gum. Not commercially. I've never known it be tapped commercially. That's about it.
Any maples in there?
No.
What about, have you ever heard of any type of bush with a lot of clusters of bright red berries?